us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty, King of kings, Lord of lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech thee with thy favour, to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to thy will, and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts, grant her in health and wealth long to live, strengthen her that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies, and finally after this life she may attain everlasting joy and felicity, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And for the royal family, Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly beseech thee to bless Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Charles, Prince of Wales, William, Duke of Cambridge, and all the royal family. Endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, prosper them with all happiness, and bring them to thine everlasting kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And for ourselves and all clergy, Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. And on this Sunday we say the Litany. O God, the Father of heaven, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. O God, the Father of heaven, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O God, the Holy Ghost, proceeding from the Father and the Son, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O God, the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the Father and the Son, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O Holy, Blessed and Glorious Trinity, three persons and one God, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O Holy, Blessed and Glorious Trinity, three persons and one God, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Remember not, Lord, our offences, nor the offences of our forefathers, neither take thou vengeance of our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare thy people, whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and not be angry with us for ever. Spare us, good Lord. From all evil and mischief, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from thy wrath and from everlasting damnation, good Lord, deliver us. From all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred and malice and all uncharitableness, good Lord, deliver us. From fornication and all other deadly sin, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh and the devil, good Lord, deliver us. From lightning and tempest, from plague, pandemic and pestilence, and famine, from battle and murder, and from sudden death, good Lord, deliver us. From all sedition, privy conspiracy and rebellion, from all false doctrine, heresy and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment, good Lord, deliver us. By the mercy of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity and circumcision, by thy baptism, fasting and temptation, good Lord, deliver us. By thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost, good Lord, deliver us. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our wealth, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, good Lord, deliver us. We sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord. and that it may please thee to rule and govern thy holy church, universal in the right way. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to keep and strengthen in the true worshipping of thee, in righteousness and holiness of life, thy servant Elizabeth, our most gracious Queen and Governor. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to rule her heart in thy faith, fear, and love, and that she may evermore have affiance in thee, and ever seek thy honour and glory. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to be her defender and keeper, giving her the victory over all her enemies. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bless and preserve Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Charles, Prince of Wales, William, Duke of Cambridge, and all the royal family. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to illuminate all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of thy word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set forth and show it accordingly. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to endue the lords of the council and all the nobility with grace, wisdom, and understanding. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bless and keep the magistrates and all the judiciary, giving them grace to execute justice and to maintain truth. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bless and keep all thy people. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give to all nations unity, peace, and concord. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give us an heart to love and to dread thee, and diligently to live after thy commandments. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give all thy people increase of grace, to hear meekly thy word, and to receive it with pure affection, and bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to strengthen such as do stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted, and to raise up them that fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to succour, help, and comfort all that are in danger, necessity, and tribulation. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to preserve all that travel by necessity, by air, by land, or by water, or women labouring of child, or sick persons, and young children, and show thy pity unto all prisoners and captives. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to defend and provide for the fatherless and motherless children and widows, and all that are desolate and oppressed. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to have mercy upon all men. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the kindly fruits of the earth, so as in due time we may enjoy them. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give us true repentance, to give us all our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and to endure us with thy grace of the Holy Spirit, and amend our lives according to thy holy word. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, hear us. O Christ, hear us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, deal not with us after our sins, neither reward us after our iniquities. Let us pray. O God, merciful Father, that despisest not the sighing of a contrite heart, nor the desire of such as be sorrowful, mercifully assist our prayers that we may make before thee in all our troubles and adversities, whensoever they oppress us, and graciously hear us, that those evils which the craft and subtlety of the devil or man worketh against us be brought to naught, and by the providence of thy goodness they may be dispersed, that we, thy servants, being hurt by no persecutions, may evermore give thanks unto thee in thy holy church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, arise, help us, and deliver us for thy name's sake. O God, we have heard with our ears, and our fathers have declared unto us the noble works that thou didst in their days, and in the old time before them. O Lord, arise up, help us, and deliver us for thine honour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A prayer or two from the short list that follow. O God, whose nature and property is ever to have mercy and to forgive, receive our humble petitions, that we be tied and bound with the chain of our sins, yet the pitifulness of thy great mercy loose us. For the honour of Jesus Christ, our Mediator and Advocate. Amen. We remember Her Majesty's Government and the Civil Service. We pray for progress in the fight against the outbreak of the coronavirus. Let us pray now for those who are ill. Merciful God, we entrust into thy tender mercy those who are ill or in pain, knowing that whenever danger threatens, thine everlasting arms be there to hold them safe. Comfort and heal them, we beseech thee, and restore them to health and strength through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For all who work in hospitals, GP surgeries and in research to bring an end and to bring healing in the face of this virus. Gracious God, give skill, sympathy and resilience to all that doest work for the healing of the sick, and give thy wisdom to that search for a cure. Strengthen them with thy spirit, that through their work they many may be restored to good health, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'd like just to pause the recording and spend a few moments in thanksgiving, either by reading the thanksgiving in the order of service in front of you, or in your own words or thoughts. To close. From our enemies defend us, O Christ, graciously look upon our afflictions. Pitifully behold the sorrows of our hearts, mercifully forgive the sins of thy people. Favourably with mercy hear our prayers, O Son of David, have mercy upon us. Both now and ever vouchsafe to hear us, O Christ, graciously hear us, O Christ. Graciously hear us, O Lord Christ. O Lord, let thy mercy be showed upon us. As we put our trust in thee, let us pray. We humbly beseech thee, O Father, mercifully to look upon our infirmities, and for the glory of thy name, turn from us all those evils that we most righteously have deserved, and grant that in all our troubles we may put our whole trust and confidence in thy mercy, and evermore serve thee in holiness and pureness of living, to the honour and glory, through our only mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfil now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, evermore. Amen. So before we completely close with God's blessing, let's sing our final hymn. And pray for God's blessing upon us and upon those that we love. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and all those that you love, and indeed amongst all those for whom you pray, On this day we remember resurrection, both the present and departed. May that be so this day and always. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember, O Lord, what thou hast wrought in us, and not what we would deserve. And as thou hast called us to thy service, make us worthy of our calling through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.